The field of Republican presidential candidates is down to three this morning after losing the primary in his home state of Florida to Donald Trump last night. Senator Marco Rubio suspended his campaign.
While it is not God's plan that I be president in 2016 or maybe ever, and while today my campaign is suspended, the fact that I've even come this far is evidence of how special America truly is.
Ohio Governor John Kasich was the Republican winner in his home state of Ohio and says he's remaining in the race with Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Democrat Hillary Clinton won Ohio and Florida. She was also the winner in North Carolina and Illinois, stacking up a pile of delegates. Right now, Missouri remains too close to call in both races. For a look at where the contest goes now, we turn to our regular political analyst this morning, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
So tell us what you think the most surprising or meaningful result in the voting was last night in these five states, Dan.
Well, I think it was Rubio getting flattened in Florida by Hurricane Trump. You know, he's a rising star who is now done for this season and maybe permanently. You know, a former Bill Clinton aide, Paul Begala, put it best. He said, Marco Rubio is a young man whose future is all behind him.
Todd Domke.
Well, I think equally surprising was Kasich winning so strongly in his home state of Ohio. And it's significant, obviously, because that means the delegate math now is such that we're probably heading to an open convention. For Trump as the front runner to actually clinch the nomination, he'd have to win something like 60% of the remaining delegates. And it hasn't been easy for him to even win 50%. He has only gone past 45% in four states. And that's because he's increasingly viewed as like George Wallace in 1968, as a bigot and a demagogue. And in fact, exit polls show that more than a third of non-Trump Republican voters are seriously considering a third party if Trump is the nominee.
But Trump is the delegate leader and remains so going forward. So what's the impact on his campaign going ahead to the coming contests?
Well, I think we'll see the author of The Art of the Deal try to make more deals with potential power brokers, maybe an opponent. Reportedly, Ben Carson has admitted that he was sort of promised a job in a Trump administration as part of his agreeing to endorse the Donald. Some speculate that maybe Chris Christie had such a conversation with Donald about possibly being attorney general. So as Trump looks ahead to a possible open convention, he might be looking to cut deals with delegates. And by the way, John Kasich has just named advisors to his campaign who have experience winning contested conventions, Stuart Spencer and Charlie Black. So I think all three candidates will be looking ahead to the convention.
All right, let's talk about, for a moment, the anti-Trump faction in the GOP. Seems like it pretty much failed everywhere but Ohio. What's its realistic hope going forward, Dan Payne, or do they still smell Trump's blood in the water?
Well, there's very little blood in the water, so little that even a shark couldn't detect it. Trump lost one state, not counting Missouri. He lost Ohio. Kasich won one state, his home. So there's not much room to stop him as long as two other candidates continue to contest him. And both John Kasich and Ted Cruz show no sign of wanting to drop out.
But proportionally, Cruz picked up delegates and Kasich as well. And so they're looking ahead. Cruz is looking ahead to Arizona, Utah, North Dakota. Kasich is looking at states like Colorado, Pennsylvania, North Dakota. And now, strangely enough, as late as it is in the schedule, California could be a key state in early June.
Who's Trump's chief opponent now, Kasich or Cruz?
Well, in some states it's Cruz, in some states it's Kasich, but I would say that his main opponent is himself. I mean, he's the one who's causing so much damage with some of the statements that are so controversial.
I think it doesn't really matter whether it's Cruz or Kasich. Neither one can stop him. Both need a coup from the Republican establishment in order to be in the game. And Donald Trump needs both of them to stay in, and it looks like they're going to.
I have to ask one more question about Trump before we move to the Democrats. Still a lot of voting to come in the primaries. If Trump gets to the convention, just a couple of hundred delegates shy of the nomination. Are GOP regulars like Mitt Romney correct in thinking he can be denied the nomination without alienating the millions of voters who will have cast ballots for Trump by then and splintering the party?
I don't see how that happens. Not only do you have the voters who will be profoundly angry if it's taken away from Trump, but you also have delegates in the hall, Trump delegates, and they're not going to be pleased with any maneuvering by the Republican establishment to take away Donald Trump's nomination.
The party is fractured now, and it will further split, and there are going to be large numbers alienated at the convention no matter what happens. But many of the non-Trump delegates can't in good conscience vote for him, period. It's not a matter of saying, oh, for party unity, we're going to nominate someone who they consider to be a menace to the country.
All right. We have about a minute to talk about the Democrats. Is the race effectively over, even with Bernie Sanders still in the race? He had a bad performance last night. Is Sanders in Clinton's rear view mirror now, Dan Payne?
If he is, he's a speck way, way in the distance. You know, he won possibly one state. If Missouri turns out to be in his favor. He does well with independents. That seems to be his life raft in this campaign, is looking for states where independents can vote, open primary states. He'll be able to raise money indefinitely because all he does is go online. But it's not money that he needs now. It's votes.
Mathematically, I think Clinton does have it in the bag, and she'll start to move to the center, I think, in the next few weeks. She'll be increasingly focusing her attacks on Trump to try to unify Democrats and to minimize the focus on Sanders. And she'll also be trying to appeal even to some disenchanted Republicans, knowing that in the general election, a Republican would need 90% of the party base, and right now, Trump, with his high unfavorables, is nowhere near that.
Quick question to Dan Payne on that subject. Has Bernie Sanders managed to push Hillary Clinton so far to the left in the primary campaign that it will be a problem for her come the general election in November?
No, he pushed her to where she should have been all along. You know, she's now tough on trade. She's tough on Wall Street. She's tough on coal and the pipeline. She's for a higher minimum wage than she started the campaign. So Bernie Sanders has been good for Clinton.
All right. On that, we end our discussion this morning. Thank you, Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.
And thank you, Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Read more analysis from both Todd and Dan on WBUR Politicker. Find it at WBUR.org.